Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
More than 100 students arrived at Orlando's airport for a flight to Dulles, and 4 dozen of them were carrying violins or violas. The sight caught gate agent Bob Campbell by surprise, and orchestra director Laura Mulligan-Thomas explained that they had just swept a national competition at Universal Studios.
And he was so excited about it that he asked for a command performance, and he announced it to the entire terminal.
There were a few problems, according to musician Leah Paddock.
None of us had music.
And those who played bigger instruments had already put them on a truck headed for Charlottesville. But cellist Carmen Day says that didn't stop them from joining in.
We sang instead of playing our instruments, so we sang our parts.
Paddock and Day were surprised by the enthusiastic response they got from fellow travelers.
I was actually shocked at how many people were listening to us. I thought for sure no one had come around to listen, but then there was a whole uproar of applause.
It changed the whole energy of the place, and it felt like a little community for a second.
And they were thrilled when Southwest showed its appreciation with $100 travel vouchers for every student. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Hausman.